You're listening to All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Jamie Floyd. 3 years ago today, Eric Garner died on Staten Island after being put in a chokehold by an NYPD officer. That officer, Daniel Pantaleo, who is white, was not indicted by a Staten Island grand jury and remains on the force today. Here to discuss the repercussions of this is Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for allowing me to have this discussion with you.
The Eric Garner case came at a really divisive time for police-community relations, not just in New York, but in the country. And before you became Brooklyn Borough President, you were an NYPD officer. How would you compare policing in the years before and after Eric Garner's death?
When you look at what happened then and now across the country, we have not made major strides. I think that we're starting some very creative things here in New York City. But for the most part, there still is a level of denial of how to confront what people bring with them to the police department. That baggage, how do we remove what people think and those stereotypes that they have and change the direction on policing in the country?
In the midst of that denial and that baggage, we've had the deaths of several African Americans at the hands of NYPD officers since Eric Garner's death. Akai Gurley, Deborah Danner, Delron Small, just to name a few. Say more about why you think this is still happening.
Part of what police departments are doing across the country, and I saw this when I was in the police academy. We only see blue. We only see good and bad. We don't see color. We don't see race. We don't see ethnicity. What a lie. And if you train on that foundation to believe that here I came from a community where there are no blacks, no Asians, no Hispanics, no Muslims, and now I'm going to place you inside those communities to enforce laws without letting you deal with the biases you have internally, then I set you up for failure, and that is what you see. You can't just use the hammer in Brownsville and use every tool you have in the Upper East Side or in a prestigious, economically stable community. That is the heart of the problems that we're facing. The Eric Garner scenario was a condition. They immediately took out the hammer and used the hammer approach to correcting that condition, and that's what you're seeing across America.
So when Mayor de Blasio said today, quote, thanks to the tireless efforts of NYPD, New York City is the safest big city in America. Every New York City neighborhood deserves the same quality of service and safety we've come to expect from NYPD. What's your response to that?
I think that this mayor, unlike the previous two mayors, is moving in the right direction. There was an environment created under the Bloomberg administration and the Giuliani administration where police and public saw themselves as separate entities in certain communities. And that wall is slowly coming down with some of the interactions that are being done daily. It's not an instant fix when you have 20-plus years of negative interactions. You're not going to all of a sudden trust a person in that blue uniform or trust a person in those blue jeans automatically. And we are moving in the direction to do that. We're not there now. And it's premature to say that all is well. That is not a reality, but we are closer to that reality more than we ever were.
And yet, Officer Daniel Pantaleo is still employed with the NYPD, and Justice Department officials have yet to resolve their investigation into Garner's death. What do you make of this lack of closure? Are we stuck?
There is no reason the officer who was involved in administering the chokehold should still be a police officer. The decision was made on a local level that he was not going to be prosecuted by the Staten Island District Attorney. The administrative charge inside the police department is a different standard. The actions of that officer using that chokehold in a manner for an offense where Eric Garner was not being aggressive, that is enough to say that that officer should at a minimum no longer be a police officer based on his actions. That was incorrect.
Eric Adams is the Brooklyn Borough President. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.